Hey guys, and welcome back. This is your host, Sharon, of the Socialistic Approach podcast. And today I bring you the topic of how we can become happier people. And the subject really is within our healing series, and it's called Help for a Reason. And it's because help seems to be the key of happiness for many. Yes, studies show that the happiest people are those who help other people, or those that show up to support others and are invested in their communities. Interesting concept, interesting reality, because science is speaking. It's an interesting reality because of the world that we live in. As of late, we've seen this huge message on self-care and self-love and self. Fill your cup, take care of you. And I am not bashing that. I just did a podcast, that last episode, on boundaries. And that is all about you. That is all about you saying no. But it's also about building better relationships. We need both. We need a balance of community and self-care. And we can find self-care and community just like we can do it the other way around. We need these things to work simultaneously in our lives in a way that is balanced. So how do we achieve this? This is what we want to discuss today. How do I become a happier person by being more involved in my community, helping other people, and also taking care of myself? It is the balancing act that many of us struggle with. And mentioning the last episode, if you haven't checked it out, I definitely would. And review those boundaries questions that I provided as a way to redirect your focus on where do you want to spend your time while still giving time back to your community. Because there is a universal law. Everything that you put out comes right back to you. And I do believe that when we help other people, we're always going to have people in a position to help us. It might not be the person you helped, but it will be someone else. And if you take a moment to think about a situation you've been in that you did not expect help and received it, you might relate to what I'm referring to. Now, let's cut to the facts. Study shows that the happiest people are those who help others. Why is that? It creates a boost of happiness. Yes, it supports our brain and we get this feel-good feeling. So not only are we contributing to the benefit of another person when we're helping them, we're also contributing to our own lives. And what a great way to support and understand how community is actually a factor of the outcome of a healthy relationship with yourself and the world. Yes, by helping other people, we get to understand the world differently. We get to connect with it. We get to create more empathy and understanding for others. Also creating the same concept and compassion for ourselves. This is how we understand humanity better. And this is what the Socialistic Podcast is all about. Sharon, I want to help other people, but I often find myself too invested. Or Sharon, I don't got time for that. I've been taken advantage of. Let's pause and think. Where is your growth and evolution at this moment? What are your values? Are those clear? Can you answer that question? And if you can't, then it's a little hard to move forward with understanding what your self-care looks like versus the care of other people. Because often what we do and what we decide to invest time in is attached to what we value in this moment. And if we're unclear of what those things are, we will always be unclear on where to invest our time and who to help. Here's a couple things to consider once you dissect where your values stand, and what is important to you at the moment. But before I get into that, I have a special announcement coming up. Hey guys, I'm happy to announce that I've launched as a life coach a few months ago. So now I get to connect with other people and help them farther than this community through our podcast, but also on a one-on-one setting. I'm very excited to be able to continue growing as an individual and to be able to do exactly what I'm speaking about during this episode, which is helping other people and creating my own sense of happiness doing so. If you're interested in connecting with me in this way, I do offer a free consultation call and a free session. You heard it right. No strings attached, because I do believe that services that are meant to genuinely help people should be tested out first. People should experience what you have to offer, and that's exactly what I'm doing. When I get more information about it, I'll make sure to put it in the details of this episode, as well as where you can reach me. So you can look up my IG at life_coach_career, or you can also email me at professionalandpersonalcoach@gmail.com. I also have a second announcement. I'm super excited to have a guest speaker coming up in our next episode. This series is all about healing, and we have a perfect candidate that will share their story of adversity and how it led them to growth, heal, and success. Stay tuned for more. So we identify values, we identify boundaries, we start emerging and understanding how both of those can work, and that takes some self-time and self-work. And then one of the other factors or elements that we can add to this recipe is understanding where our passion lies. Where are we the most in our element? What do we feel attracted to? What fills my energy the most? Those things can lead you where maybe you will be the best help, not only to give back to yourself, but to give back to your community. Here's a couple of things to keep in mind. Be realistic. We can't sign up for more than we can do, because ultimately we're going to end up failing ourselves and other people. If we extend too far, we're overcompromising, and then our yeses start becoming no, our no starts becoming a yes, and then we lose credibility with others, but most importantly, the integrity that we want to uphold with ourselves. Be realistic from where you're at and what you can give. It's okay to work on helping other people while still measuring where you're at. Something else I would like for you to consider is, what does helping do for you in any of the conflicts or issues that you presently have? I want you to take a moment and think about that. When you are invested in someone else, does that remove you from your own problem? Does that help you escape mentally a situation you're more hyper-focused on? Sit with those questions, because often when we help other people, we tend to put ourselves to the side, but not necessarily in a negative way. more so putting those things that often we don't know how to take a break from, that we don't really have a solution, that we want to overly control. When we redirect our energy and being productive in someone else's life and impact, sometimes it helps us settle those things. And you know what they say, that most problems resolve themselves. Something else to consider. We can give our own situation some time and use that energy to help another person rather than put ourselves through a roller coaster of overthinking, overstressing, and you know the deal. Guys, I hope that this brings some alignment in how community work and how supporting others can help. And I want you to keep in mind the simplicity of helping and how impactful those things can be. I'll give you some examples. Listening to a friend. Asking a friend if they need you to come over and you have an hour to spare with them. Making someone a meal or saving them leftovers. Opening the door. Paying for someone's coffee. You don't know what kind of day they're having. Imagine someone doing that for you. Think about moments where you feel joy in helping someone else and how you can create a dopamine effect every time you do so. What a better way of creating pleasure and joy within us while also creating joy and pleasure for someone else. Guys, I'm so grateful for you all. I'm smiling from side to side as I'm speaking about this because this is also my way to contribute into your life. And thank you for receiving me each and every episode. Much love and till next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. Did you know that as a Spotify listener, you have more of a say? Yes, you heard correctly. As a Spotify listener, you get to participate in both surveys and polls attached to each episode. What a great way for you and I to engage and for you to give your host some feedback. So let your voice be heard today, and I will see you the next episode.